Citizen Kane is often regarded as the greatest film ever made, a fictionalized story of newspaper tycoon William Randolph Hearst.
Rosebud.
It didn't win a Best Picture Oscar in 1942, but it did win a Best Original Screenplay Award. Hollywood still loves a story about itself, and this year Mank, a film about Citizen Kane's screenwriter Herman Mankiewicz, earned 10 Oscar nominations, including Best Picture. The other 9 include one for the portrayal of Marion Davies, as NPR's Mondalit Del Barco reports.
In real life, as in Mank, Marion Davies was a starlet who lived a life of luxury with William Randolph Hearst. She was born in Brooklyn and went from the Ziegfeld Follies to Hollywood. She became a siren of the silent movies in the 1920s and ironed out her accent as she moved into talking pictures. Here's Davies with Bing Crosby in the 1933 film Going Hollywood.
This is Hollywood, isn't it? Everything's a motion picture set. It's all artificial. The costumes, the scenery, the people.
You're telling me.
Yes, I'm telling you. You're just part of this. You belong here. Possibly you're just as fake as the scenery.
Marion was a really talented actor. She had incredible range. She was really funny, and she was able to lighten any scene that she was in.
Best Supporting Actress nominee Amanda Seyfried says she felt like she had some things in common with Marion Davies, who she portrays in Mank.
She was very unfiltered, like I am, and she was very allergic to being dishonest, which I am absolutely. You know, the Brooklynese was just, at the end of the day, when she took her shoes off and she grabbed her bottle of gin, she was exactly who she was, and she had no shame from where she came from.
Make yourself to home, Mr. Mankiewicz, or shall I call you Herman?
No, please, call me Mank.
In Mank, Davies and Herman Mankiewicz have a fun, wisecracking relationship.
They both love to drink. They both felt very comfortable in each other's presence. I think they just shared a really beautiful, very pure platonic relationship.
Seyfried says Mank offers a more three-dimensional version of Davies than the caricature Mankiewicz wrote in Citizen Kane. In this scene, she asks him not to make the movie that's obviously about Hearst.
I read the script.
Who hasn't?
It's very grand, Mank, in its own way, and very much you. I would have loved to play me 10 years ago.
It was never meant to be you.
For myself, I don't care, Mank. Really, I don't. But I beg you, don't kick Pops when he's down.
To get into the role and nail Marion Davies' mannerisms, Seyfried watched her old movies, read her autobiography, and listened to old scratchy recordings. She says playing Davies was the ultimate dress-up dream.
There was no limit to what she could spend. And so that's how I was dressed. It's like the Oscars every day.
Costume designer Trish Somerville built several glamorous outfits for her character, including a Duchess satin and silk palazzo pantsuit for a circus-themed party and several gowns, one made of slinky antique gold lamé.
It's a very beautiful gown, bias cut, has beautiful movement and reflects light quite nicely. But we decided to have it be a little bit slouchy and drapey in the front to kind of show that maybe she goes braless a lot of the times. And there's a bit of a carefree spirit to her.
The movie is shot in black and white. Somerville used shades that didn't register too harshly. Davies wears off-whites and light grays. Her coat is an icy blue with a faux fur collar. Hairstylist Colleen LaBaff says she styled 100 platinum hairpieces and wigs built for the character.
We do what's called a wet set, old school wet set, which is rolled on plastic rollers and then it's baked out in the sun to dry. You pop those rollers out and you brush the hair pretty much right into place and then you groove her 1930s waves in.
Makeup artist Gigi Williams lined Seyfried's round eyes to look more like half moons and her lips to be more diamond-shaped like Davies. Williams says director David Fincher wanted her to look like a doll, wide-eyed and approachable.
David didn't want the caricature 1920s/30s pencil eyebrows. He wanted them to have a feeling of the period, but without having a screaming arrow to them.
Fincher says he was lured into casting Seyfried by the similarities she and Davies share.
One of the most striking physical characteristics that Marion has is those eyes. You know, they're amazing.
Fincher says that led him to light her in a special way for a dinner party scene.
It's the Marlene Dietrich light, which is a top light that is dead center over the bridge of her nose. And what her face rewards you with when you do that is that it's so symmetrical and it's so stunningly etched that when you get that light in the right place, you can be over left shoulder, over right shoulder, you can be right profile, left profile, three quarter, whatever. She is always going to look like the center of the universe.
In Mank, Marion Davies' character is the focus of attention too. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.